What is up, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. First of all, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Thursday afternoon. Guys, we're going to be kicking off week number two of the NFL regular season. Later on tonight, we're going to be having the Minnesota Vikings. The people, purple people, are going on the road to the dirtiest stadium of all stadiums, Lincoln Financial Field, later on tonight to face Jalen Hurts and the Dirty Birds. Oh, God. So, that game's going to be happening later on tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Now, I will let you guys know that game won't be played on live television. You're going to have to go to Amazon Prime and watch it. Oh, I hate it, but yeah. That's how it is now. But the Vikings playing the Eagles. Both teams, one team won last week and one team didn't. You know, it's going to be a fun game. Obviously, I'm hoping the Eagles lose this one. I could see this being a good game. Kicking off week number two. Let's hope the Vikings win, though. Obviously, I picked the Vikings to win, so Minnesota, don't let me down. guys, like I said, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Thursday afternoon. But guys, let's get serious here. I came on here today, obviously, to talk about the Giants. The Giants will be heading to Arizona to face the Cardinals. Even though it's against a team that's not interested in winning, let's hope to see a better performance. You know, let's hope that we come into this game healthy. You know, because we're gonna need it. Even though it's against a bad team, you never know. You know, the Cardinals did put up a fight against the Commanders. Now, I don't know how good, look, no one knows how good Washington's gonna be this season. You know, I mean, look, yeah, they got Eric Bieniemy. I believe I like Sam Howell. Yes, the Commanders, they have a good receiving core. But their entire defense is very questionable. I don't know how good their entire defense is going to be. You know, they got a young secondary. We don't know how healthy Chase Young is going to be this year. Even, you know, and when Chase Young's healthy, he's one of the best defensive players on that defense. So, yeah, but let's see what happens. But we should win this game, you know. So, yeah. Let's hope and pray for a win, you know. And look, we win this game. That brings a lot of, you know, I'm confident enough to say if we win this game, that would make us, you know, like, you know how it is when a team wins one game, you know, they feel themselves and they feel like they can win another one, you know. Let's just have that. Let's just have the winning mentality. Okay, but guys, I came on here today because I have another list I want to share with you guys today. My list really has something to do with the Giants playing the Cardinals. So here we go. I'm going to be naming my four players on the Giants who definitely needs to bounce back against the Cardinals. You know, so without further ado, let's get right into it. Well, look it. That was a week one game to forget. You know, the Giants were embarrassed by the Cowgirls 40-0 to start their 2023 regular season on an awful note. After a promising opening drive, watching the Giants march down the field, the wheels then fell off. Look, as bad as that showing was, I think it's time to look, it's time for the Giants to flush that performance and get ready for week two. A date with the Arizona Cardinals is coming up, and it's a must-win game for Brian Daboll and the Giants. Look, it, in order for the Giants to come away with the win, these four players must step their game up. Starting with number one, obviously I got Evan Neal. And look at Evan Neal. A lot of people are look at Evan Neal. He's in that position where, okay, look at people. They weren't going to trash him because he was a rookie. But now Giants fans are going to trash you. You had an entire summer to get ready for this season. You know, you're a second year player, and usually when players enter their second year, they get better. You know, you expect them to get better. You know, and Evan Neal didn't look as good as I expected him to be. But let's not panic, because it is week one. Players are a little rusty, you know. So I mean, look what happened to Joe Burrow. Look what happened to him. He looked rusty, you know. So it's only week one. Let's not panic about this, you know. And like, I understand the Giants fans want to win. I understand, but no player's perfect. Okay, you can't expect every player to play at a high level. You know, but look, this shouldn't be. I got Evan Neal at number one. Look it. The entire offensive line for the Giants deserved their fair share of blame for not giving Daniel Jones any protection. Just like last year against the same Dallas Cowboys defense, Evan Neal failed to show up and play up to his potential against the Cowboys. Last season on the same field in week three, Evan Neal was he was no match against Michael Parsons, who made it look easy to get after Daniel Jones. And Sunday night was no different. Evan Neal, he improved toward the end of last season. But his week one showing to begin this season was a nightmare. He was disappointed by his play, and rightfully so. In total, look, Daniel Jones was sacked 7 times. 7. That's not good. And looking like Daniel Jones looked like he was running for his life all night. Evan Neal was a big reason for that. You know, Evan Neal, look, he worked so hard this past off season to work on his technique and improve on, to improve as an O-lineman for the Giants. And week one was not the start he or the Giants envisioned. Yes, there are still 16 games left to go in the season, but this was not a good showing by this offensive line. And Evan Neal in particular. Evan Neal needs to step up and play a lot better and prove that last week was just a fluke. Because if he doesn't, I don't know what to say. You know? I don't know what to say. Okay, number two. And number two, I got Daniel Jones. Yes. The offensive line did not help Daniel Jones at all. However, Daniel Jones still made some very poor choices with the football and looked completely uncomfortable in the pocket. Obviously, he has to play better. You know, especially after getting a big contract this past week, this past offseason. You know, Giants, you know, the haters have been out in full force going after him. You know, look at Daniel Jones did, look at. Daniel Jones did start off the game strong for the Giants, with his legs in particular, rushing for over 20 yards on 3 carries, putting the Giants in a prime position to get on the board first. After that, though, Daniel Jones was a totally different person running the offense, and the unit couldn't do anything right. It was it was tough to watch. You know, Daniel Jones had, he had two interceptions. Now, I'm not going to blame the first one on him because Saquon should have caught that ball. You know, and I understand it was raining, but you, there's no excuses. You got to catch that ball. You know, so I'm not going to put the first one on Daniel. You know, like, we can't put all the blame, like, the turnovers, we can't act like Daniel did that on purpose, you know. He did that by accident, you know, because, I mean, what was he supposed to do? The offensive line didn't, he didn't have, look, obviously he was trying to make plays and players weren't getting open, you know. It's tough, but we also gotta remember is this. This is a, you know, these are new players, you know, and Mike Kafka, he's, you know, like, you're bringing in new players from who played in different schemes. It's gonna take time for these guys to get used to the play calls of Mike Kafka, so it's gonna, you know, so, you know, give him some time, you know. So I'm not gonna put all the blame on Daniel because he barely had time to even throw the ball, you know? So yeah, you know, Daniel Jones, you know, he had two interceptions on the night. Yes, one of his interceptions was not necessarily his fault. Like I said, Saquon taking a huge hit by Trayvon Diggs, resulting in the ball popping out of his hands and into Dayron Bland's bars. Look at Daniel Jones. He was intercepted by Stephon Gilmore. It was a huge mistake. He tried to throw while running out of bounds, and the Cowboys defense made him pay for it. Now, you know, Danny Dimes finished the night 15 of 28 with a career low 104 passing yards with the two picks to go along with it. His rating was a dismal 32.4 as well. Look at Daniel Jones. He signed his $160 million deal this offseason. And he had a great chance to prove he was worth it against the Cowboys. That obviously wasn't the case. Obviously there's no excuses for him against the Cardinals. He's going to ball out. You know, we can't put the blame on Daniel Jones, even though people are going to anyways. Because he had not, like, he couldn't make any plays. If your offensive line is not going to protect you, even when you have the, even if you have your receivers open, your quarterback can't make plays because the offensive line's not protecting him, and the responsibility of the offensive line is to make sure that the quarterback has time to develop and understand what's happening in the play. The Giants didn't do that, you know? And if you're not going to do that, your quarterback's dead meat. You got to give your quarterback time to make plays, because if he doesn't, how's he going to make the play? You know, so it's not... We can't put all the blame on Daniel Jones when the offensive line was horrible. The only mistake Daniel Jones made was that one interception. Besides that, it was not him. The offensive line couldn't protect him. Bad play calls, players dropping passes, penalties. It was everything, you know? But yet again, players are rusty. You got new players in that are coming from different schemes. It's going to take time for them to gel. It's only week one, you know, relax. It's only week one. Number two, I got field goal kicker Graham Gano. After putting the pen to the paper on the 3-year extension, Graham Gano was looking to prove to the Giants why he was worthy of his new deal. And after having a great 2022 season for the Giants, only missing 3 attempts all campaign long, Graham Gano did not get off to the start he wanted to in the Giants season opener. This was surprising to see. You know, his rough night started with a shocker, as Graham Gano's field goal attempt of 45 yards was blocked and taken back 58 yards for a Cowboys touchdown. And in desperate need of some points on the scoreboard, down 26-0 approaching halftime, Graham Gano missed another field goal. This one from 36 yards out. That miss proved that nothing was going right for the Giants at MetLife. Now look at it. The weather can be blamed for that kick, but Graham Gano has been very reliable for the Giants since he arrived in 2020. And even though Gano is not totally responsible for the Giants' loss against the Cowboys, these are kicks he has to make. We can only hope that this was just some week one jitters for Graham Gano, and he can turn things around this weekend and beyond. So I got Graham Gano at number 3. And last but not least, I believe in this kid. You know, Jalin Hyatt's a rookie. You know, this kid's a rookie. Give him time to get used to the offense. And he barely even had any playing time. Jalin Hyatt, you know, he didn't have that many snaps in this game. But I got Jalin Hyatt number 1. I got Jalin Hyatt number 4. Look, fans were so excited to see the Giants. A lot of Giants fans were so excited to see this kid in action for his NFL debut. When the Giants drafted Jalin Hyatt out of Tennessee, with his speed and agility, a lot of people thought he'd be able to make an immediate impact for the Giants on offense right away. However, he had a quiet NFL debut for the Giants, and his limited opportunities, he was disappointing, you know, but he's a rookie, you know, he'll get better at it. In his limited action, you know, he was only targeted once against the Cowboys, while the Giants offensive line barely gave Daniel Jones time to scan the field. Danny Dimes put the ball in a perfect spot for the rookie to haul it in. However, Jalin Hyatt let it slip through his hands in rough fashion. You know, this was a game that Jalin Hyatt isn't going to remember for being special. No, this kid has plenty of time to get better and show the Giants that he was worth the draft selection. But drops have been a problem for him in the past. Giants fans need to show patience towards this kid, but in this one, opportunity to show everyone what kind of playmaker he really is. Obviously, he wasn't impressive. Let's see if he delivers for this team later this week. But yeah, guys, those are my four players on the New York Giants who must bounce back against the Cardinals. And yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. You know, like I said, I'm not mad, you know, because it's understandable why we struggle. I mean, look, the Cowboys, yeah, they are very talented. Yes, the Cowboys, do they have a defense? Do they have a top five defense? Yeah. Do they have talent on the offense? Absolutely. Do they have one of the best offensive lines in the league? Yes. But this was supposed to be the game we should have won. But at the same time, it's understandable. You bring in new players from different schemes. It's going to take time for them to get used to it. It was raining. The weather was horrible. You know, I understand. And it's week one. You know, week one, it's very weird. But hey, we got an opportunity to bounce back, even though it's against an opponent that clearly isn't interested in winning. You know, we still got to win. You know, we still got to win. So that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed my list. Let me know how you guys feel about it, and I'll get right back at you guys about that one. But so far, that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news or updates about the Giants. Or if there's any more lists I can think of, I'll let you guys know about that as well. Or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. go in the Q&A section on Spotify. And yeah, but until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.